when the police, a lot of police, with one or at least one, maybe two helicopters, arrived at our main temple outside Frankfurt in Germany, because the devotees, some devotees, were suspected of raising money by illegal means. And it was that they went on the altar with their big boots on and were looking under things and through things on the altar, what to speak of, around the other buildings. And we were in England, of course, but the whole movement of Germany stopped for a while, and the devotees didn't know what to do. And our whole movement in England sort of stopped. And we also was in the newspapers. It was on the front pages of the main newspapers in England. So things became a little paralyzed. Not for a long time, actually, but just in a few weeks. And gradually, at least in England, the devotees started venturing out on Sankirtan again, disturbing books. And they found that even though being on the front pages of many newspapers, the people had very short memories. And things just took off again. That was it. It was a crisis. Although short-lived, just a couple of weeks. Then of course another crisis, and it was really a crisis, it was a big thing, was when Srila Prabhupada left this world. I was inducted into Tamanda, and certainly in England, but actually pretty much around the whole world, the whole Hare Krishna movement came to a stop. Yes, deity worship was going on, but nothing more than that. And again, it didn't last long. The devotees sort of revived their spirits again, and maybe within a week or two, suddenly the devotees were back out on book distribution, like that. But certainly for a little while, what an impact it had on the devotee community. It was just amazing. Completely amazing. And this is related, at least. Here we are. And at least according to how we have Sunday programs, going back, what, a year or a couple of years, whatever it was, when we had the programs in the later part of the day, the later afternoon and into the early evening, who would believe that this is going to have a Sunday today for this? It's amazing. But here we are on a Sunday. So these are very extraordinary times. Very extraordinary times. And the senior devotees have really tried their best to discuss things very carefully, in detail, and really try to understand, in terms of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, what is the best thing to do. Is the best thing to do just to say, well, we're transcendental, we are not these bodies, so hurry on, see you out on book distribution, door to door, see you out in the center of the city on Hare Ram. the devotees would say that this was not the right approach. And in fact, personally, I feel convinced that if we did do that, we would definitely lose some of our devotees. Not just in terms of people drifting back into material life, but some of those would die and maybe quite a number. So it was a very difficult decision, very extraordinary decision. We never really had to make a decision of this sort before, but still the decision was made, and personally I feel strongly, in fact, I don't just feel strongly, but it's definitely the right decision. And as all of this has been developing and coming to this point, there's been discussion about what to do. What are we going to do? How are we going to carry on the preaching work? And I think that many of you are aware, maybe all of you are aware, that we've been having internet programs the last few nights. This morning I had an internet Japa program just over by Srila Prabhupada. And I think I can report to you that probably, in a certain sense, it may have been the biggest Japa program we've had in the temple room here since I don't know when. There were a lot of devotees there. Yeah. You know, we are not jealous in days like that, or even recently. For a while, people are here for a variety, and gradually they trickle away. And by the time the deity greeting comes, well, I don't know, maybe there's 50 people or less. Well, we had more than 50 people this morning. At the time of the deity greeting, and right through the Japa time, chanting very seriously. And frankly, for me, I can report back to all of you, for me, it was just about the best Japa session I've had, maybe ever, but definitely for quite some time. And we've been doing these evening classes, I think last night there were 3. And we're going to be continuing basically like this, as long as it takes, until Krishna sees fit to remove this virus and send it back to where it came from. Or, I don't know, just send it away. But, you know, if we keep doing these preaching programs in the evening, like the 3 of us, and, you know, we're not the only ones here who are able to do a little preaching, there's certainly qualified devotees here, then we can do much more preaching, in a sense, than we normally do. On any given evening, how many people do we reach to? Maybe we go to a Nana Hutta. Well, of course the Nana Hutta's there. Some few hundred devotees, I'm not sure how many, but it might be 400 perhaps. But we were reaching, I think, to at least that number or more. So, and we do this every night. We have a couple of nights every night, might be maximum 100 people. But we can reach to hundreds of people every night through this internet preaching. And this is just the beginning. you know, extraordinary situations give rise to creative thinking. Because who wants to just lie down and just sleep it off? No, it's just too boring. We've got to do some things and we've got to think what to do. And like I said, we just started. And as different inspirations and ideas come up, how to preach under the kind of very special and unusual circumstances, I think we'll find that some very revolutionary things come out of this all. Yes, and maybe even they expose a little complacency on our parts from before. So, yes. So, you know, my experience last couple of nights, last few nights, last night I had technical problems, but the other nights, it was just really nice. It was just fantastic, actually. So it's a challenge. But it's also a very positive thing, as one devotee wrote to me. We can't go outside, so let's go inside our heart. And really focus on that. You know, Prabhupada, there were times, at least one main time perhaps, when Srila Prabhupada sort of, you could almost say, criticized the devotees for preaching and getting so many people involved and so many people involved. But many of those people who became involved didn't become very serious. So Srila Prabhupada made, I think it's quite a famous, he coined a fairly famous little phrase now, that from time to time we have to boil the milk. Because when you boil the milk, it becomes thicker and richer. And of course that means that we have to, sometimes, even though we love preaching and going out and meeting people and dealing with people and trying to inspire people, but sometimes we need to boil the milk. We need to work on ourselves, first of all, and we need to work on our community. Otherwise, things can become weak and sort of a little insipid. So that's the way I see this whole event. On the positive side, I see it like that. That there are wonderful opportunities, and I'm sure devotees are going to come up with many more ideas of how we can be Krishna conscious despite the circumstances, and how we can preach Krishna consciousness more and better despite the circumstances, and how we can build our own Krishna consciousness more despite the circumstances. So that's my perspective. Just like I've mentioned on so many times, I'm sure many of you know the story off by heart, how I got locked up in jail in London from Friday afternoon till Monday morning. And my initial thought was, oh Krishna, come on. What now? What is this? But it was such a wonderful opportunity. I read the whole sixth canto. and it was nectar. So when I walked out, in a sort of tongue-in-cheek way, the thought came to my mind, why don't I just get arrested again? And I can read something else. Yeah. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I mean, it's maybe not quite exactly the same idea, but he said, out of failure, success can come. And failure can be the stepping stone for success. I'm not implying that any of you or even all of us have really been failing, but the material world is failing. It's really failing. What a shocker. So, but let's see how we can use the failure of material life for the development of Krishna consciousness on a personal level and on a collective level. Personally, I feel convinced Prabhupada would think like that. I'm sure Prabhupada wouldn't go into some sort of, you know, anxiety state. Oh gosh, what are we going to do? Prabhupada, I'm sure, would be very cool and think in these types of terms. So that's my perspective. I've already been in lockdown pretty much for a couple of days. I don't let anyone come into my room except Sachi Kumar and one or two others, a couple of others. I'm an active user of this, you know, the special alcohol-based cleanser. So, let's look on the bright side. Avoid the possibility as much as humanly possible of getting implicated in this horrible disease. And on the other side, on the other hand, let's see how we can work to develop our Krishna consciousness and the movement under these circumstances. Srila Prabhupada here. Who's next?
This matter will play out from
the information we received. It could be a while. It could be a year. Would be an interesting year, with ups and downs, with the times of retreating and times of coming out. I didn't want to carry on speaking in the same way, responding to the practical situation. I thought, let me just speak something from a transcendental perspective, because after all, that is our shelter. I was thinking of the verse of Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he says, "Ihaya styalaya dasya karma namanasakira nikita swapi rastasu jivan mukta suchite." And Srila Rupa Goswami is describing that in this world, when one is engaged in devotional service, and one engages all of his work, or his mind, his body, in the service of the Lord, that at that stage, one becomes liberated. One becomes a jiva mukta, one becomes liberated from the influence of the material world. Well, certainly that is the place where we find not only our inspiration, but that is the place where Vaishnavas reside, on the transcendental plane. Although we are in this physical world, in material bodies, we are not these material bodies, and the material world is in a constant flux, a constant flow of events that always change. That is the nature of the material energy. Just like in the morning, when you look in the mirror and brush the teeth, there is that old familiar face. Good morning, Henson. Not the same face, different. If you would have taken a picture from yesterday, and we look at the picture of today, we can start that old puzzle, find the differences between the pictures. Because everything material is always changing. It is never constant. So that is the nature of the material world. Our bodies are changing slowly, but definitely over time. Circumstances are changing over time. But Krishna's reality is untouched by all those things. Krishna is always in the spiritual world. When Krishna comes to this material world, then Krishna, it said, brings the spiritual world with him, and Krishna still resides in the spiritual world. And the devotees are also with Krishna in that spiritual reality, as long as we are engaged in devotional service. It is there where we are untouchable. It is there where we are beyond fear. If any Vaishnava is abhayam, is beyond fear, how is it possible when this world is full of danger? Padam, padam, yati padam, matesam. When there is danger at every step, how is it possible to be fearless? It is only possible to be fearless when we are appreciating that we don't have a real relationship with the temporary material energy. That actually the soul doesn't have a real relationship with the material body. The soul doesn't have a real relationship with the material world and all these things. Rather, the soul is eternal and is ever fresh. The soul has the same qualities as Krishna. It is ever fresh, ever young, not affected by time, or not affected
by any of the influences of the three modes of material nature. So, grounding ourselves, at least in this understanding philosophically, we find peace of mind. Of course, the great liberated associates of the Lord, they were so transcendental, they were actually living in the spiritual world. They are known as the Parisat devotees of the Supreme Lord, and they reside with the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. And even although they are here in the material world, internally they're actually there. And the more one is contemplating on that eternal aspect, the more we come to the reality of life. In this way, we are taking shelter. Maybe we are not yet on that platform of the eternal associates of the Lord, who don't care whether they live or die, who are simply always fixed at Krishna's lotus feet, and who just simply leave it up to Krishna. We see the example of Prahlad Maharaj. One could say that Prahlad Maharaj certainly had complicated circumstances. One could say that it was maybe at certain points even more acute than our current situation. For example, when they were boiling him in hot oil, I would say, that was getting quite acute. There was no more hand washing or anything. It's just boiling in the oil. Or when the Rakshasas came with great lances and so on and were storming at him, that was also quite gruesome, to say the least. When Prahlad was in a pit of snakes, Prahlad was by no means disturbed, not even in his mind. That's not easy. If I would be thrown in a pit of snakes, I would be chanting, and very fast also, out of great fear. But Prahlad was totally calm, because Prahlad was always living in that relationship with the Supreme Lord. And Prahlad was by no means affected by the external circumstances, not even in his consciousness. Not only was Prahlad protected externally, but Prahlad was internally totally calm and peaceful and totally absorbed in the eternal situation. And Ranikasipu was getting agitated. You know, where are you getting your power? Totally calm and peaceful. Prahlad said, from the same source as where you are getting yours, O Father, namely Lord Vishnu. Then, of course, Kaman and all these things. And Prahlad remained equipoised. So, yes, these are opportunities for us to take shelter. We are not liberated Parisat devotees, we are simply sadhakas. We are simply practicing, trying to cultivate our Krishna consciousness. And that's fine. We are not expected to be always internally free from fear. There may be, at times, there may be fear, but still, we know our shelter is with Krishna. And we know that actually there's no cause for anxiety. Because everything is in Krishna's hands, no matter what will happen. The material bodies, they are prone to jana mritya jara vyadhi, to birth, death, old age, and disease. Those things are there with us always. That is the nature of being alive. So death will come one day. That is certain. When it will come, who knows? But if we could just remind ourselves and cultivate and deeply cultivate the understanding that actually there is nothing to worry. Because even when death will come, death will not be a great dangerous situation. In the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see the situation that death appears before Dhruva. And as death appears before Dhruva, death offers obeisances to Dhruva. Just then, right behind death, Dhruva sees this Vaikuntha plain. And then Dhruva steps on the head of death and uses death as a stepping stone to step into the plain. And so, in this way, death was totally favorable for Dhruva Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada also says, death is when we go asleep and we wake up in the spiritual world. So, in this way, we can pray, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna, please protect us, please protect us, please protect all the devotees, please protect this movement. Oh Lord Krishna, please protect, 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 protect. Yes, that is good. But the Lord may or may not protect the material body, because the material bodies are all limited by their time. There's only a limited number of breaths. But the Supreme Lord will always protect the spirit soul. The soul of the devotee is always protected. Neha vikramana sasti panchavayin chati svalgamati astudana shatai pe mahatru vayat. So, we know that whatever benefit we have accrued from whatever devotional service will never be lost. And in this way, we can be delivered from the most dangerous type of fear. Krishna will protect us. So in this way, I'm contemplating fearlessness at this time. And yes, the governments are predicting that this thing may easily go on for a year, that it will have its waves, that it will... There will be periods when it relaxes a bit and then starts again and all these things. So we are fastening our seatbelts. But we cannot always remain fastened. We also need to do our business. Just as the government are not only worried about the health of the people, but they are also worried about the economy, about their business, about the money, about, well, food. And in the same way, we are also taking care of our health, but we are also worried about pushing on our business to somehow or other flood this entire world with Krishna consciousness. So, how all that will unfold within this year, I don't know. I can think about it. I can see how maybe at one point food for life will become relevant. I can see how our farms will become relevant. I can see how Kirtan at one point maybe the shelter for many people in the world. I could see that many people might come and suddenly take up interest in Krishna consciousness, and that they need devotees to guide them. I can see that there is a time for us not to just be strong for ourselves, but also to be strong to share with others what we have received. How? Again, with intelligence, right? But we will see how the year will unfold. I must say, it's going to be an interesting year. Sure enough, whatever's going to happen, I don't know, but it's not going to be boring, that I can tell you. It's exciting. It's part of Krishna's plan. And I don't know how far-fetched these things will reach. Being a bit of an amateur astrologer, at times like this, I had a quick look. And one of the things, one of the things that came out was, for one month, Jupiter is in Capricorn and everything will lock down. Then after that, that lockdown will relax when Jupiter moves into Pisces on the 11th of April. Instead, then there will be a period of some relaxation, and then other waves will come. So it said, until the end of the year. Another thing it said is that this situation will have a lasting effect. Yeah? It will have a lasting impact in the world and bring about a lasting change. I don't know if that is really true. And one more prediction, if I may share with you. When I was recently in December, I was also in a quarantine in an Ayurvedic hospital where they locked me up for 1 week in a room as part of the treatment. So it was very, I had a taste of what it would be like sitting there, and there was no electronics around. I cheated a little bit. What to do? And then there was a full eclipse, a full solar eclipse. But we know that's not an auspicious sign. And so again, I thought, okay, let me check on this one. And I looked at the Natsatra when it began. And what came out was that materially, this will lead to devastating consequences. And spiritually, it will give the world a tremendous boost. Well, not that I'm basing my faith on astrology. I don't need astrology to see it, because the circumstances themselves are showing that when there is so much duress, naturally, people will take to spiritual life. So from a spiritual point of view, I think our individual Krishna consciousness, the collective Krishna consciousness in the world, can grow to a deeper extent in a period like this. And I know that is what Krishna desires. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Krishna Gopalaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Mudravani Kutarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyatyati Swami Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Devasanti Bhura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Krishna. I don't have much experience of years living in Paramahansa. Teachings of Prahlada Maharaj get some intuition how to face any calamity. Not only this, the material world is full of calamity, comes and goes. Winter season, season, winter season goes. Summer comes, rainy season comes and goes, day and night. It is nothing but natural. No one can avoid it. Prahlada Maharaj says this,
విద్వాతీర్థం ధనజ కుటుంబం కుషణ్ణలోకాయన కల్పతే వై యాసీయ పారక్య విభిన్న భావ తమ ప్రపద్యేత యథాభూత.
This material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education, have the propensity to consider this is mine and that is for others. Thus they are always engaged in the providing the necessities of life to their families in an intricate conception of family life, just like uneducated cats and dogs. They are unable to take spiritual knowledge, instead they are welded and overcome by ignorance. Therefore, in human society, there are attempts to educate human beings, but for animal society, there is no such thing, nor animals able to be educated. Therefore, animals and unintelligent men are called vimutha, are ignorant, bewildered, whereas an educated person is called vidwan. The real vidwan is one who tries to understand his own position within this material world. For example, when Sanatana Goswami submitted to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first question was, he answered, Yene Amaya Dare Sapatra. In other words, he wanted to know his constitutional position and why he was suffering from the threefold miseries of the family. This is a process of education. If does not ask who am I, what is the goal of life, but instead follow the same endless propensities as cats and dogs, what is the use of education? Present situation, locking down. It should give some to everyone, to one of us, some more time to put introspect. The Padma Purana makes the mission to see Swami's material life. Body. Dehyasthi mansar dhiro matat tadatkam jaya sutadishtada mamatam vimuncha పశ్యన్ నిశన్ జగదిదం చన భంగ నిష్టం వైరాగ్య రాగ రసత్వం. డివోటీస్, నాన్ డివోటీస్ ఇన్ ద ప్రజెంట్ సిచ్యువేషన్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, వీఆర్ ఆల్ వెరీ మచ్ అటాచ్ టు ద మెటీరియల్. సో ఎవరి వన్ గో బిఫోర్ వి టేక్ అప్ ద కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద ఫస్ట్ లెసన్ ఈజ్ వీఆర్ నాట్ ద బాడీ. Our goal is to go back to Krishna. But still we have so much attachment. The present calamity will give us, whether we like or not, what is going to happen, no one knows it. No one should think that I am safe. No one is safe. At what time this calamity will come, what time I will leave this body, nobody knows it. How does it happen? So one should be ready for this situation. Not only
doing this type of situation, but all the time one should be ready to do. Pashyan Nisham, Jagadidam Sanaman. The great sentient people say that every moment one should think that what will happen to me if I die in this moment. What is going with me? What I take with me? Then you don't will be in the proper situation. Here Srila Prabhupada also says that education, jnana, doesn't mean that only knowledge. We need the jnana, realized knowledge. The realized knowledge will come only when I think, who am I? If I don't question what is this, who am I, then I am okay. I am enjoying this material life. So that enjoy spirit will make us remain in the material world. But unless we have to do Atma Tattva, para bhavatava dhoda jatam yavana vijnata jatam. Even form of the life is meant for thinking Atma Tattva, who am I? Like Sanatana Goswami Pada. That's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? Committing. I am suffering. The suffering is always there. So long as we are playing with material nature will play with us. Lord Krishna also says in some chapter, Manashashti Indriyani Prabhupishwani Krashti. So, playing with material nature, the Kaliva, the sinful attitude of so increasing. People accept, do not accept, doesn't matter, fact is a fact. It is logarithmically, exponentially increasing. The result one has to face. How much killing are going on? Even to the extent mothers are supposed to be protecting their children, mothers are asking for the abortion. The consequences will be even severe as the time goes on. Note this one calamity, coronavirus, so many viruses. So, it is good for this situation giving a warning to every one of us that one should see, that what is, how I can be saved. If it will come, we will think of more Atma Tattva and think that how I can get out of this material existence. So long we want to enjoy the material world, to say that I'm happy, there's no problem. Good family, good children, good money. How long this good will be there? One day when I leave the body, all good will go out. If you don't think that one, then I'm going to be happy. So this present lockdown situation will give more time for introspection. And spend more time in the understanding ourselves and spending the time with others. Otherwise, the time will come. The purpose of this protocol mentioned that the present education system is perfect. Present all education system. Only we study how we can improve or make your life, how can I get more and more nice food, how can I get more sweet, happy life. Even the animals also think in the same way. How I can get good food, how can I get more, where I can get the food, how can be happy. The human form of the life is not meant for. Lala very clearly mentioned that if I push a seer, no problem. The human form of the life is meant for the surrendering to Krishna. Surrendering not by the words alone, but surrendering the mantra, vachaka, the mind, thought, and purpose. And then, in fully surrender completely out of the body consciousness, no matter what type of calamity comes, we are devotees will not be affected. Understand that the material world is comfortable. Not permanent situation we care about. Not today, then they could be. No matter how much we take care of this body, we have to leave this body. So when we understand the nature of this material existence,
nature of this material world, then we don't have to worry. This is coming. Krishna never said that, don't take a precaution of eye protection. In the morning somebody sent a WhatsApp message. If you do Harinam Sankirtana alone, we don't have to worry, we can go out and see. If you do Harinam Sankirtana, very good, take precautions. Whatever the precaution one has to take, then depend for the result on. Result is not in our hands. Efforts is only in hands. Results only given by Krishna. So this understanding is very essential. So sitting alone at home, now can't go much outside also. So sitting alone, one can do, thinking how can make my present situation better. The better will come, more we go out of the body consciousness, more we go to the Atma-tattva, Atma-bhuta-siddhi, then we will not be afraid of this. So long as we are attached to this material body, fear comes because of the attachment. And we are detached, there is no fear of anything at all. We all are, I know that I have to die, it's not to live tomorrow. But I am attached to this body so much, then I don't want to die. Fear, pain, pleasures are there, but we don't want to die. Both comes, we are accepted. But we do the attachment, we are free from this attachment, get detachment, then automatically, then we don't feel it. That's why Lord says that, get detached. And byproduct of the bhakti, the detachment. Vasudhi, Bhavati, Bhakti Yoga, Venati, Asvairagyam, Jnanam, Priya, Dharayam. As you become more and more Krishna consciousness, the detachment will come without any effort. That byproduct of the world. So this is the time to apply it. How I can make more and more better Krishna consciousness. And we should do introspective. How much time are we utilizing for the Krishna consciousness? How much time are we utilizing to gain a path of so then, then we will not, don't have to afraid if calamity will come. The death always looks for some excuses. Without excuses, death never will come. Somebody say, you are taking bath, but now he died. That's the excuse. Always there is some excuse. We got the right, heart attack, accident. These are all the excuses. But that is imminent, no one can stop it. But if you are properly situated, that will come, okay, that which is imminent. And the time, the time factor, nobody can stop for the time factor. So, you should be ready for the time factor also. And be Krishna. So, long as you are attached to this material body, no, we will be afraid. So the entire teachings of Prahlad Maharaj is also the same that the 25th verse Lord says that Tushti Tatatra Kimalabhya Mananta Mahade Kim Kai Duna Utkaradi is Prahlad Maharaj wants to say that he says that if by our service we please the Supreme Lord, there is nothing a devotee will not get it and there is nothing a devotee should but because whatever the devotee wants, Krishna will give it, and the desire for getting any material thing automatically vanishes from our mind. When we become more Krishna consciousness, the only desire will be how it can be more than Krishna, not with any material. This time we can apply for this type of thinking and the Atma Tattva. Rābhavattāvara-bhūra-jākṣaṁ yāvana-jījñāta-bhūra-jākṣaṁ. Mr. Devamāra said that if you don't think of Atma-tattva, he has defeated. Even form of the life, he
And that is only part of thinking how to get out of this material existence. Otherwise, the human form of life is also considered to enhance to be our life. That also like to mention it.
లబ్ధాసుల్లబిడం బహు సంభవంతే మానుష్య మాత్రం అపి హేద హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లైఫ్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ ఫార్ నిశ్రేయస్ ఫార్ ద పర్ఫెక్షన్ ద పర్ఫెక్షన్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ ఇఫ్ ఆల్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ది మెటీరియల్ సే విషయా కల సర్వశ్రేష్ఠ ది సెన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ is always there in any form of the life, not only in human form of the life, but bhakti devotional service, Krishna consciousness is only in human form. The great fortune that Krishna has given this human body, but very fortunate that we are in Krishna consciousness. And it is mostly by utilizing this human body in the self, so perform the devotional service in Krishna consciousness, then one can go back to this. Human body is a means for the going back to body. No one from the upper planetary system except Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Sun God. Remaining all the demigods have to take this human form of the body, perform devotional service in Krishna consciousness, then only they can go back to Krishna. Otherwise not. So fortunate people we are that there is this material world. Though material world is full of miseries, still they are fortunate. Why? Because if you are surrender ourselves to the speech of God and Allah, and there is every possibility they can do. And the demigods in every planet, they are enjoying, but they cannot. They just picture how fortunate this human being on this earth planet that performs devotional service, they can go back to spiritual world. How unfortunate we in heaven planet, we got all facilities to enjoy, but we cannot go back. Because there, that place is meant for enjoying the result of the past activity. They never wanted bhakti. No, they wanted bhakti. Would have taken bhakti all of the devotees. They want to enjoy the results of their activities. So they are in heaven planet to enjoy the result. This human form of the body on this planet decides the destiny of the living. If I do the pious activity, I want to enjoy it and go to heaven. If I do impious activity, I have to suffer, I have to take human birth or go to hell. If I surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, perform devotional service, I can get liberated going back to Krishna. The destiny of this human body. That's why all the living entities in the upper planets, they want to take birth and will take all this upper planet. So understanding the fact of the life, you can apply this time to be more Krishna conscious, study, understanding, being more japana. And we can, once more we concentrate on the meditation of the Lord, then we will just
Hare Krishna, thank you to the Maharajas, Ramadhanapur, Chaitanya Mahajitra, and Khanna Maharaj. A few minutes after I mentioned something about Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu at the end of my little introduction, I thought I should clarify something. Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu does not have the virus. He's nursing a broken leg in hospital, so just remember that. Also, I thought, Jagannath Prabhu, can you bring the microphone to Dr. Kanyan Maharaj? We'd also like to share some very important principles of how we should continue in a practical way as well, being safe and secure, and I thought Maharaj could help us with that as well.
Yes, of course, this is the time to be cautious about possible contamination of this virus. We have been receiving information, and the principle is this. Contamination mainly comes from surfaces which are touched by the hands, and when the hands are contaminated, then the next thing that happens is you touch your face. And that I was watching as I was sitting here, and I was looking, and I, without wanting to find fault in anyone, you know, in particular, but it's practically 90% of you all were all over your face, including the smiling eyes. Yeah, there were people who were sitting with two hands like this. Some start rubbing there, some start scratching. As watching, tie your hands behind your back, you know, whatever it is. It's something like nail biting, you know. It's not difficult. Sometimes they have to tie the hands down. I think we have to, this is the most difficult thing. This morning I sang a song for someone in a bus, I want to scratch my face. It is true that I also want to scratch my face. But this is one of the main sources of catching the virus. I see also a lot of spraying of hands, but then I see people spray their hands and then they touch the door. So it's sort of like shooting fire to each other. Things like that. They have to figure out when to spray, when they touch the contaminated surface. It's very nice. We spray at the entrance, then we go in and touch the security pad, and we go up to the duty department, and our hand is contaminated again. Like that, we have to not just mechanically wash our hands, spray our hands, but we have to be very careful about what we touch. Some are, instead of hands up, it's hands down these days. It's a new variety. So I'm telling you, hands down. Yeah. Keep those hands down. And somehow or other, that will be in our self-interest and in the interest of our community. And otherwise, all my best wishes to all of you.
Thank you. Also, we should also practice, what's that term? Social distancing, the phrase coined recently. And it's been found to be the most effective way of dealing with the spread, or curbing the spread of this virus. So be mindful where you are in public, if you have to go to work, or in your home. Just be conscious of keeping a healthy distance for the protection of your loved ones, protection of your friends and colleagues, and your own protection. This is very, very important. And of course, personal hygiene, washing hands, what is it, 20 seconds? 21 seconds is also good. But as often as possible. So let us consider these things. And at the same time, while we're doing all these things, we also want to remember Krishna. We also want to remember Krishna through all of it. But we have a responsibility to maintain these bodies, to maintain the safety and security of our loved ones. Please consider these things very, very carefully as well. So thank you all very much. We very much appreciate your attendance in person and online, a few that have attended in person. And we look forward to many, many more programs, at least with our three Maharajas and other senior devotees that will be coming online. We also look forward to Bhiva Chaitanya Prabhu coming online in a few days or week or so when he's ready. We'll live together to come and hear and chant in another realm of existence, the virtual realm. Of course, our main process is not the VAPU association. That is very appreciable. Sometimes it's manifest Prabhupada, and sometimes it's not. But we have a wonderful opportunity now to take advantage of Vani and to also dig deep into the lessons that we have learned in Krishna consciousness, become more and more grateful for the darshans of the deities that we have. And of course the deities, they are absolute. Their darshan, whether it's in a physical presence directly in front of them, or it's over a picture or through the television, it is in one sense the same, because it is absolute. So try not to feel too discouraged and take advantage of the darshan that will be available throughout the day and especially during the aartis as well. And I appeal to you all, you can probably imagine that due to the lack of visitation to the temple, the contributions to the temple will drastically decrease. And I make a humble appeal to you all to please continue your donations, encourage others, and if you can, please extend yourselves as well for the service of Shishi Radharadana. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Alright, we'll conclude with the kirtan with His Holiness Kadambakana and so on.
Yes, my 15 minutes is over now. 15 minutes is over now.
Yes. Send the message to Swami Dhamodara. The devotees now, they want to connect to the internet, all the programs. So some of them don't have internet access.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah. As soon as he says, Prabhupada, just start adding on. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yeah.